We are up to Simen Nun Vav, the halachas of answering to Kaddish, and we will be doing the first sif. Yesh lechavein banias haKaddish. One should have kavana when they answer Kaddish. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Maimer Chazal of somebody that answers Kaddish b'chol kocho, where it says korin lo gzardino, they will rip up any gzardin against him. What is considered b'chol kocho? The Mishnah Berurah says b'lev v'nefesh. Lev meaning with kavana, that he is focused on it, and nefesh means that he does it with his whole body, with all his strength he answers. He also says that it's important to pay attention to what the person saying Kaddish is saying, so that he knows what he is answering to. So it's important, it is important during Kaddish to pay attention to Kaddish and not be maharer, even be divrei Torah during Kaddish. You're supposed to listen to the Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Sefer Chassidim about this chassid echad that saw another chassid after his death, and he saw that his face was morikos. He was extremely pale and green, and he asked him what happened, and he said, that is because I used to speak when the Shliach Tzibur said Vaichulu on Friday night, when he said the bracha of Mogen Avos on Friday night, as well as when he said Kaddish. So it's very important for people to know not to talk during Kaddish, as well as Vaichul, Magen, Avos, and Kaddish afterwards. Another maisa that he brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is that a Talmud saw his Rebbe in a chalom, and his Rebbe had a spot on his, he had a stain on his forehead. And he asked him, what was that all about? So he said he wasn't careful not to speak while the Shliach Tzibur said Kaddish. So it's very important to be silent and to answer the Kaddish and to listen to what he is saying. The Mishnah Berurah mentions several digdukim in the words of Kaddish. First of all, he says to say Yiskadel. It comes from the pasuk of Yiskadelti with regard to Lasid Lavo. In the Milchemes Gog Magog, that Hashem says his name will be Yiskadal and Yiskadash. Also, you should say V'yishalol with a hey and not with a ches. Be very careful. D'vera is two words and not one. Kirusei, and then the Yamlich. So it's V'alma D'vera Kirusei, comma, and the Yamlich Malchusei. Then Bizman Kariv. One should make sure, the one person saying Kaddish should say Bizman Kariv and immediately say Bizman Kariv Imru Amen, and he should not stop between Kariv and Imru Amen, because really what people are answering to is not Imru Amen, what they're answering to is Bizman Kariv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if the Shliach Tzibur is Marech before he says Imru Amen, then the Tzibur should answer Amen before then. This is especially Nogay in Shachris of Yomim Noroim, where the standard Ashkenazi nusach is to sing between Bizman Kariv and Amen, and Vimru Amen. So a Shliach Tzibur should either, the Chazman, should the Baal Shachar, should either be trained to sing before that and say these words together, or the Tzibur will have to be taught to answer Amen before he says Vimru Amen. Further, you should make sure to stop between Amen and Yehi Shmei Rabbah, Amen and Modim. Shmei is spelt without a yud, and the Prima Gadim puts in a mapik hey, so it's Shmei. The word is mevorach, not mevorach, but mevorach, because it's Aramaic. Le'olam, not le'olam, and ul olmei, with the vav. The Ramah then says haga v'lo yafsik ben yehi Shmei Rabba le'mevorach. You should say Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach and not be mafsik. That doesn't mean it has to be said b'neshim achas, but you don't stop there. Lo yafsik, yeah. And the Mechaber goes on, V'lanos also b'kol rom. You should say it out loud. You should answer loud. U'lishtagel lorutz k'dei lishmo kaddish. Kaddish is something very important. You should even run to hear Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah is more important than Kedusha and Modim. So if you have a choice between hearing Yehi Shmei Rabbah in one place and Modim in another, you should go hear the Yehi Shmei Rabbah, unless, of course, you can hear both in one place. Then it says, um, Hagav yesh lamod kishonim kaddish. You should stand when you say kaddish. V'chol davar shebekedusha. There are some who are knowing that if the kaddish comes at a place that everyone's sitting, they sit. That is the meaning of Sfardim. Ashkenazim stand for all kaddishim. Furthermore, mi shebala beis haknesses shomea kol onim kaddish ona imahem. The halacha is that you're supposed to answer with the tzibur even though you didn't hear. So if they're still answering, you should answer with them. Now, if you didn't hear, if you did not hear the first part of Kaddish, you come in and the people and the tzibur is in the middle of Yesh Me'rabah, you're supposed to start Yesh Me'rabah and you don't say Amen. It's only if you come in when they're answering Amen that you say Amen with them. Then he says, the shliach tzibur must also say yehesh me rabba, but he can say that balachash. Mishabura also mentions that during Yom Naram, when you say le'elo li'elo, you should not say min kol berchasa, but mi kol berchasa, to keep the number of words there at 28. Ukshemaschel yiskadal yeshlomer v'ata yigdal na koach, and zchorach amecha, the Rama says to say these, the Arizal says not to say them.